the Dynamic Pet.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stress and high-fat meals combine to slow metabolism in women. A new study published in the journal Biological Psychiatry suggests that women experiencing one or more stressful events the day before eating a single high-fat meal can slow the body's metabolism, potentially contributing to weight gain. The researchers are reluctant to extend these findings to men because men tend to have more muscle and greater metabolisms than women. In the study, researchers questioned 58 middle-aged women about the previous day's stressors before giving them a meal consisting of 930 calories and 60 grams of fat. Specifically, the women were required to eat eggs, turkey sausage, biscuits, and gravy within 20 minutes to simulate what many would eat when in a hurry or out getting some fast food. On average, those who reported one or more stressors during the previous 24 hours burned 104 fewer calories than non-stress women in the 7 hours after eating the high-fat meal, the equivalent of walking nearly 1 mile. Moderate alcohol use associated with increased risk of atrial fibrillation. Even in moderation, consumption of wine and hard liquor may be a risk factor for atrial fibrillation, an abnormally fast heartbeat that can lead to stroke, heart failure, and dementia. According to a new research published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers in Sweden studied 79,016 adults ages 45 to 83 and followed the participants for up to 12 years. Consistent with previous research, the study found an association between high alcohol consumption, defined as more than 3 drinks per day, and increased risk of atrial fibrillation, with a stronger risk present in binge drinkers. The study also found an increased risk of atrial fibrillation with moderate drinking of wine and liquor, defined as 1 to 3 daily drinks, but no risk for moderate drinking for beer. The researchers conducted a complementary meta-analysis, combining their results with 6 familiar prospective research studies to study the dose response. More Superhuman News coming up in 60 seconds.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Genome-wide analysis reveals genetic similarities among friends. If you consider your friends family, you may be onto something. A study from the University of California, San Diego and Yale University finds that friends who are not biologically related still resemble each other genetically. Published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the studies found that friends are as related as fourth cousins, or people who share great-great-grandparents. That translates to about 1% of our genes. Shared attributes among friends can confer a variety of evolutionary advantages. In the simplest terms, if your friend feels cold when you do and builds a fire, you both benefit. It is also the case that some traits only work if your friend also has them. For instance, the first mutant to speak needed someone else to speak to. The ability is useless if there's no one who shares it. Perhaps the most intriguing result in the study is that genes that were more similar between friends seem to be evolving faster than other genes. The researchers say that this may help to explain why human evolution appears to have speeded up over the last 30,000 years, and they suggest that the social environment itself is an evolutionary force. Obese women may have a learning deficit specific to food. Obese women have a deficit in reward-based learning, but only when food is involved. Importantly, those same women have no trouble at all forming accurate associations when the reward is money instead of food, and these findings may lead to new gender-appropriate ways to tackle the obesity epidemic. The study, published this week in the Cell Press journal Current Biology, shows that obesity may involve a specific impairment not in the processing of food itself, but rather in how obese individuals, or at least obese women, learn about cues in the environment that predict food. While it is not yet clear what's behind the learning deficit, the researchers say it may be triggered by concerns about food that are felt by obese individuals. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Wait, I dropped my script. I don't know what to say now. Anyway, so what are we talking about today, Elisa?
Oh, we have lots of good things to talk about. We're going to start a new segment today, which will carry on until we have nothing else to talk about, on how to eat on a budget. How to become superhuman
on a budget
while eating on a budget.
Right,
yes.
Because everybody, you know, even the doctor, the scientist I had on yesterday, Dr. Yasminka Illicht Ernst, who wrote this fantastic paper talking about the problems with modern food and how they cause inflammation that leads to obesity and osteoporosis,
mm-hmm.
said during the show, you know, not everybody can eat like we do on this show. And I want to say something about this. Because this is going to feed.
I must have gotten a look on my face.
Yeah, well, you did. You were like, "What is she talking?" And she said that her daughter lives in Columbus, Ohio, and buys raw milk and has a farmer and all that. But she lives in Tallahassee, Florida, and she doesn't have any access to that. So after the show yesterday, I found farmers in her area.
Did you email it to her?
And I sent them to her, and I said, "Here's farmers that sell raw cows dairy. Here's farmers who sell raw goat dairy. Here's farmers who sell." Eggs from chickens that are pastured and not vegans. Here's farmers who have pastured beef products and pork products. And she said, thank you so much, but you must agree, not everyone can afford to eat like this. And I haven't responded yet. I intend to respond.
Well, we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it in a several-part series. We have people constantly asking us, and yesterday I had a conversation with Carmela Cierzo on Facebook, and it made me think that, you know, instead of just doing an hour show, we're going to do it, split it up in segments and do it on Casual Friday. So today we're going to do our first segment in a little while.
Yeah.
But right now I just wanted to talk about something that you like.
What's that?
Butts.
Oh, yeah. You know that. That's my kryptonite right there.
So Lolo Jones,
yeah.
The Olympic track star,
mm-hmm.
there was an article about her that said that she misses her bobsled booty. You know, she ran track and
right.
then she was in the bobsled during the Winter Olympics. How cool is that she competed in both summer and winter?
And it makes perfect sense because she's a sprinter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
she ran, her specialty was the 6 and 100 meter hurdles.
Oh, so she, okay, but still, that's kind of like sprinting and jumping, yeah.
Right, and I guess from pushing the bobsled, she really developed her glutes, and now she's training for summer games
Olympics.
Again, and she's losing some of the gluteus muscles that she had gained while pushing the sled. So that leads me to say, girls, if you want to boost your booty, push that sled in the CrossFit section of your gym.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Load it up with some plates and push it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Whenever I do that, I can feel my glutes working.
Yeah. And I always watch your glutes working when you're doing that, honey. Okay, sorry about that.
It's kind of weird because we were going to talk about Lolo
right
today. And by the way, on her Facebook page, she's beautiful. She was in the ESPN Bodies magazine that they did,
uh-huh.
And she looked beautiful. She
right.
has a nice toned athletic physique.
Yeah.
Yes,
some people would probably say she's too muscular, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway,
luckily they don't listen to our show.
Rick Pack posted a video of Sonia Richards Ross,
right.
Sonia Richards, and her specialty is the 400 meter, and she has lots of gold medals
right.
in the 400 meter. And then he said that this video was her lifting heavy. She has plenty of injuries in her long career, and we might discuss experience that we have with training hard but having to sacrifice in some areas like amount of weight or squatting to only partial depth, as Sonia does to avoid aggravating an injury.
And look at me. I mean, I'm not doing traditional deadlifts anymore. I'm doing trap bar deadlifts, and I'm doing squats because I lost the two hamstring muscles, which, by the way, just recently it's starting to bother me.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hmm. I get when I squat heavy after my last couple sets, I have this undulating, like vibrating feeling of the two detached muscles in my hamstring. And the day after leg day, I wake up and it's sore.
Is there, can you do alternate exercises, you know, like instead of doing deadlifts, do something else?
The trap bar deadlift puts more stress on the glutes and quads and alleviates some of the hamstring strength. And, of course, squats. I'm just not doing traditional deadlifts. But that's a perfect example of having to work around injuries right there.
Right. And I was just thinking, so I know people, there is controversy about the Smith bar. Some people don't like doing squats.
The Smith machine. Yeah.
The Smith machine.
Yeah.
So could someone who has an injury do a Smith machine squat
absolutely.
Instead of
doing
a regular
and you know
squat?
Absolutely. And those purists out there who go, oh, Smith machine is terrible. No, there are applications where it actually could be beneficial for somebody who's trying to work around an injury or who's trying to perform a specific movement that you can't perform with a free bar. For instance, you can sit back on the Smith bar.
Mm-hmm. I've done that when I'm doing
and you
can I use this word on the air?
Yes. You can
ass to ground squats.
Yeah,
because you can lean back and really get your
yes.
glutes into it.
Yes, and that's a great point. You can't lean back on a free bar. You'll fall.
Exactly, but with a Smith machine, you can lean back and really pronounce that as you sit down.
You know, we're always going to have some form of prejudice in training, right? Oh, well, you know, if you're not doing this, you're not doing it right. If you're not doing that, you're not doing it right. You need to do this. People who use that are cheating.
But there's different things.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you're doing something is all that counts.
Well, I've just recently been doing an exercise on the, you know, the pull-up.
Assisted pull-up machine.
But I'm not doing pull-ups. I'm doing push-downs with my legs
right.
to work the glutes. And it really is difficult. You pile some weight on that.
Yeah.
You can really feel it in your glutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all machines are not, you know, they're different
there's
uses.
There's an application for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, absolutely. If the Smith machine is what you need to do to work around an injury, then that's what you do. Because if the option is not to work out or to use a Smith machine, I say the heck with anybody who complains about what a Smith machine is. Just do it.
Well, I say Lolo Jones looks great no matter what, if she has a booty or not. She's
yeah.
beautiful. Okay.
I keep every time we talk about booties, I keep thinking about Venus Williams in those the buff bodies. I mean, my God, she looked like a statue. I mean, she
mm-hmm.
just looked amazing. So.
So do we have time to talk about the vegan blogger?
Absolutely. We have a few minutes. Well, we only have like 2 minutes before
well,
we have to go
into a break.
We can
start talking about her.
Yeah.
So there was a girl. She started a blog in 2013. Her name is Jordan Younger. And she instantly became like
a celebrity in the vegan community.
She had 70,000 Instagram followers. And
right.
she was just posting things of, you know, juicing and her foods. And because of her celebrity, she became obsessed with eating and clean eating and
vegan eating. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes.
She became obsessed with carrying the vegan mission completely so that she could represent the vegan community.
Her quote is, "I was spending the entire day obsessing about eating only vegetables, green juices, fruits, and occasionally nuts and grains."
And we've talked about this on the show, especially with the Del Musa. Orthorexia is a eating disorder, just like anorexia. These are people who, they obsess about every meal, and if they don't eat the right things, they become nervous and anxious and anxiety-ridden and so on.
She said that she restricted herself from certain foods, even some that fell under the vegan umbrella, because they were not 100% clean or 100% raw.
Okay, so now we have to take a break, and this is a perfect time to take it, because we want to talk about her when we come back, and this is going to piss off a lot of vegans, but what she is doing is really very brave, in my opinion.
Yes.
And what she's really doing now is standing up for health as opposed to a zealot agenda like a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweet with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Take it back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So we're picking it up on the other side of the break. We're talking about this story with this wonderful vegan blogger. What's her name again?
Her name is...
Jordan Younger?
Jordan Younger. So evidently she's 5'4". She lost 15 pounds. She had low energy, bad skin, an injury that wouldn't heal, and she lost her period.
Right. All because she was a vegan.
Yeah, and then she said she realized that her health problems could be attributed to her veganism.
Duh. You think so?
So I guess after being vegan for 18 months, she went to a restaurant, got some salmon, wild-caught salmon, took it home with her because
she didn't want to be out in the open eating it. Think about that, how sad.
Ate it at home. 2 days later, her period returned.
The fat. I mean, this is, you know, to those of us in this audience, we're going, okay, right, so you didn't know any of this, but vegans are confused, folks. And you know what? They start out confused. The diet makes them feel different. Different equals good or better. They stay with it. That's it. They're lost.
They lose weight. They think they're healthier because they lose weight.
Beyonce did it. You know, I'm going to do it.
She's seeing a nutritionist now, and she was very deficient in vitamins and proteins. She's 23 years old, and her hormones were out of whack.
Yeah, she's going through early menopause.
She damaged her biochemistry.
Yeah, of course. And so now she's come out and she's telling the truth. And of course, the vegan community is up in arms because the vegan community runs from the truth. They have no interest in the truth. See, this is what happens when science becomes a religion. Okay. When science becomes religion, it's no longer science. And then people ignore facts and truths and dig their heels in and become zealots for their agenda. So the vegans have an agenda. And they want more people to join their agenda because it reinforces their decision. She came out and she said, you know what? I was sick being a vegan and I got better by adding animal protein in. Now the vegan community is threatening her, right?
She lost 1,000 followers immediately. Her website crashed within 2 minutes. And she said that she received death threats from hardcore vegans and angry animal rights activists. She said she was shocked.
Folks, you know, okay, so let's say this, and I want to give the benefit of the doubt. Let's say some people can thrive on the vegan diet, but not all people, right? What the vegan community should have said to her was, well, I guess vegan just isn't for you, but it's for the rest of us.
She got death threats.
Yeah, that's my point. This is because they're zealots. There's no intelligence behind the vegan diet. It's all zealot like. It's like religion. How dare you say my God isn't real? I'm gonna kill you. Who's that sound like? Terrorists.
Yes. Okay, so let's stick with the vegan theme here for a few minutes.
Okay.
Would you eat vegan cheese if it were created in the lab?
Okay, let me make sure I understand the question. Would I eat cheese made up from grinding up vegans in a laboratory? I don't know. I have to think about that one. I guess I could eat a McDonald's hamburger and find human flesh in it. So, yeah, I'd eat vegan cheese made out of vegans.
Ooh. Well, evidently, vegans don't eat cheese.
Yeah.
So there's a...
How silly, by the way. Oh, it hurts the animals to milk them. Then I guess we should kill the calves, too.
They're saying the animals are tortured.
Yeah.
Like, how can they torture an animal from milking them?
First of all, I say to vegans...
It relieves pressure.
Okay, let's stay with this for a second. First of all, I say to vegans, how tortured do you feel when someone plays with your nipples? Not that tortured, number one. Number two, I know, I'm sorry.
He's over there smiling.
I know, I'm laughing at my own jokes. Number two, let's be honest here. If it's torture to milk a cow, then we should kill all calves because as soon as they come out of the womb, the first thing they want to do is torture mom by sucking her teats.
And they also said you won't have to worry about hormones and antibiotics if you eat this lab cheese.
No, let's talk about how they want to make it now. But this is my point when people ignore the facts.
By the way, they call themselves a group of biohackers.
Yeah, okay, yeah, biohackers.
Back to biohacking again.
Yeah.
They take synthesized yeast milk protein DNA and put it into a baker's yeast cells. The yeast will begin to produce milk protein. When the protein is mixed with water, vegan sugar, and oil, it becomes a suitable milk substitute that can be turned into a semi-hard, vegan, lactose-free cheese.
Okay, so where are they getting the donor
for the yeast
milk protein? I mean, where? Okay, so say this again. What are they feeding to the yeast?
Synthesized yeast milk protein DNA and putting it into baker's yeast cells.
Synthesized milk protein DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting it into yeast so that the yeast can eat it and turn it into this fake milk
protein. Mix it with water, vegan sugar, and oil.
Well, wait a minute. The vegans are hurting the yeast. You know, vegans must realize that yeast is a single cell being, right? That's why we use them in tests. Before we go to C. elegans, the worm, they usually do tests in yeast, worms, flies, rodents, and so on. So who's feeling sorry for the yeast? Don't the vegans have a group that will rally to protect yeast's right not to eat synthesized milk DNA? Oh, that's right. Yeast doesn't have a face, so it's not a living life form.
As for GMOs, the researchers say that although the yeast itself is genetically modified, the milk protein is separated from any GMOs before it is made into cheese and eaten.
All this nonsense.
Like, it's like,
yeah,
they make it.
Right.
Turn it into what they want it to be.
All this nonsense to adhere to a zealot-like agenda of not milking cows because it's torture.
But how? My point is, I've been on dairy farms. I've been around cows.
Right.
They experience relief
yeah.
when you milk them.
Yes.
Any
mom who's breastfed knows that if you don't feed your baby every few hours, you become engorged. It's painful.
Yes.
So how are we
torturing animals by extracting milk from them?
This is my point. Vegans are not about facts. They're not about accuracy. They're about a zealot-like agenda. Veganism equals religion today. It's a religion for people. And it's stupid. You know, I'm going to tell you something funny. When religion, this is why I say this is a religion. On Friday nights, those Orthodox Jewish people who observe Shabbat at sundown are not supposed to do any business or use any electronics equipment until sunup the next day of Saturday morning. So this means that they can't answer the phone. They can't touch the phone. They can't answer the phone. But a rabbi in Brooklyn, when I was a kid, came out with a way that you could answer the phone without touching the phone. So technically, you weren't breaking God's law.
But you're still answering the
phone?
Yeah,
this is my point. This is the idiocy that occupies zealot-like behavior. And that's what veganism is. We have to take a break.
Okay.
I want to come back, and if we want to talk more about this when you come back, we can. But, I mean, it's, okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We've got lots more great stories to talk about. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 5 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. A clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Exception, because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Next week, we're going to have the brothers from Purely Filtered on the show. Asaya and Israel Passwater are changing the discussion when it comes to water and drinking water. And in fact, Alex Wapretsky texted me yesterday a picture of his new stainless steel Purely Filtered water bottle, which will allow you to take pond water, you know, stream water, tap water, bottled water, and purify it. And all he said was, this thing is awesome.
I want one.
I know. We got ours on the way right now. Okay. Anyway, so let's go.
I want to start with our eating on a budget.
Okay.
Becoming superhuman while eating on a budget. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to start out, and you may think, well, this has nothing to do with buying food, but it really does. I want to start out with couponing, you know, sales ads, websites, emails, newsletters. Because really that's the basis. You have to pre-plan when you're going grocery shopping. You have to, if you don't pre-plan, you're going to buy a bunch of things that you don't need or things that don't combine or that you don't want.
And that's what the food industry wants. The food industry survives on impulse buying. That's why they have end cap displays. They try to make you go, oh, that looks good. I'm going to get that. And you can't do that. You can't be distracted by the grocery industry. You have to go into the store already knowing what you want.
Mm-hmm. And I always make a list at home before I go to the grocery store, and I have my coupons, and I know what's on sale before I go.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to start.
And that may sound really rudimentary. And a lot of people are going, oh, but I don't have to do that because I just buy these 9 things all the time. But you still do have
but
to.
But if you buy those 9 things, you can still find one of those things on sale. Or, for an example, the Greek yogurt, Faji Greek yogurt that I use,
mm-hmm.
I know now that it's 30 cents cheaper at Target, of all places, than anywhere else in the city.
Right.
So if I'm going to Target, I know to get my yogurt.
While you're there.
Because,
exactly.
You know, you say, if you're going to buy five of them, think of the money that you're going to save.
Right, right.
And you can use that money in other areas.
Right, right.
Okay, so I first want to start out with websites. There's one called retellmenot.com.
This one is a cool one.
I get emails from them. I sign up for emails for everything. Email newsletters, newsletters from Whole Foods, newsletters or emails from Trader Joe's, because they send out daily specials also. RetailMeNot, you can type in Trader Joe's name and it'll come up with any coupons that are
available
at the time. And it will also give you a link to go to Trader Joe's website where you can look at their Fearless Flyer, mm-hmm. which is their daily sales that mm-hmm. they have going mm-hmm. on. So RetailMeNot, I mean, you can use it for travel. You can use it for hotels. You can use it for groceries. You can use it for restaurants.
In fact, I want to say something. You stopped getting the Sunday paper. The only reason you used to get the Sunday paper was because of the coupons, right?
Because I can read it online, but I like
getting that. But now you use RetailMeNot because instead of having to look for coupons that they have put in there that you use, you just go there and get the coupons you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a big difference. Okay.
Okay. But you can go to, if you have a Kroger, you can go to Kroger and sign up for their digital coupons. Mm-hmm. They'll send them to your phones.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up right now for double fuel points with the Kroger Plus card.
Right.
And I know that's not food, but it's going to save you money.
Yeah, if you save money in that area, you can apply it to the food that you keep saying you can't afford to eat.
Yes. Simply Organic, I use a lot of their extracts because, mm-hmm. Like their almond extract, their vanilla, they're all organic. You can go to their website, and they have coupons on their website for all of their extracts.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, another one is Target. Before I go to Target, I always go to their website and look for their coupons. At Target, you may not know this, but if you buy an item at Target, they will take one manufacturer coupon and one Target coupon.
So if you have an item that you're buying that's $1.75 and you have a 75 cents off manufacturer's coupon and a 25 cents off Target coupon, you will get
a dollar off. They'll give you both credit for both of those coupons. And then Target also carries the seventh generation household products.
Which we love.
We like those products. They sell them for a lot more at Whole Foods. So you're better off getting them at Target. So, and I kind of do comparison shopping that way too.
Right.
Not purposefully, but I do it in my head. And they sell some organic fruits. Target mm-hmm. does. You may want to get it fresh at the farmer's market, but if it's wintertime, you could get it at Target. And that's, they carry almond milk. They carry the Greek yogurt. And then also Vitacost is a good one.
Yeah.
Because we just recently placed an order at Vitacost. The aloe lotion that I had previously gotten at Whole Foods
was $10,
$9.99. And at Vitacost, it was $6.
Right, right. So you buy three and you get one free based on the pricing that you would normally pay in the retail store.
And Vitacost carries coconut oil. They have bulk herbs and spices and raw nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have, a lot of times they have buy one, get one free there. So when we purchase, like say, for example, if we purchase of a supplement, we'll buy one and get one free, and Carl and I both will have our own bottle, so he doesn't eat all of mine.
Ha ha.
Amazon.com, it's another one.
Yeah, yeah.
They have, you can get better prices, and Groupon, I don't know, they usually have Groupon in all areas.
Mm-hmm. But you can go to the Groupon website instead of waiting for the email.
Yes.
And find stuff there, too.
But sign up for emails. Okay, so I signed up for Earth Fair, which is a store that's similar to Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they send me what their special is. Today they have a rotisserie chicken, which is a free-range chicken for $5.
Right. That's a bargain.
For a rotisserie chicken.
Right, right.
So
So really, the starting point of this is this. And we're going to get deeper into individual foods as the weeks go on. But
yes.
If you're not taking advantage of coupons
and making your list and being prepared, I told Carl during the break, you pre-plan for everything. You pre-plan your gym. You pre-plan
your workout.
Right. You pre-plan when you buy a car. So why not pre-plan when you go to the grocery store?
Yes. And people don't do that.
People don't do that. They don't think about it like that.
No.
But if you do, you save money. I went to Target the other day. I saved $16. $16.
And here's what it is. It's not about saving money. It's about actually being able to eat this way and not spending more than eating the crappy way.
Exactly. Okay, and just a few more things. At Whole Foods, I just went to their website yesterday in this whole process of planning this, and I learned from their website that if you don't want to buy a whole head of cabbage, you can tell them that you want to purchase a half a head, and they'll cut it in half and sell you the half of the head.
Now, granted, it'll cost you as much as a whole head of cabbage anywhere else for a half at Whole Foods, but at least they do it.
Well, we went to the farmer's market. We bought a head of cabbage, a whole head, for $2.50.
Right.
We got red potatoes for $2.50.
Right.
For $5, I made a pot of cabbage and potatoes.
As a side dish.
And it lasted for 3 or 4 days.
And don't forget, the second, third, and fourth day, it was in the refrigerator. And we learned the other day on the show that when you make your potatoes and refrigerate them and then eat them the following day after they've been refrigerated, their glycemic index drops dramatically because there's a higher conversion of amylose, which is the sugar, to amylopectin, which is the fiber.
Yes.
So the second and third day, it's actually better for you.
Exactly.
And real quick,
Whole Foods also gives a case discount. So if there's something that you really love from Whole Foods, mm-hmm. they'll give you a case discount. As I said, sign up for all the emails. Okay, so what I did was I just did some comparison shopping.
All right, we have to take a break in just a little bit, and because you're going to give a meal comparison.
I want to do a meal comparison.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we take our break early then?
Okay, I planned the meal and I compared it to a meal at McDonald's.
Okay.
And so I just want to tell you what the price difference is.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Elise is going to give you a complete meal to feed a family of four, right?
Yes.
Since they seem to come in fours, families, and compare it to a fast food alternative,
mm-hmm.
family of four. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with that.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that. They're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age 4.
Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm Fergalicious.
She's Fergalicious because she shops on a budget.
And I'm lucky because our Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Target are like within a mile of each other, so I can hit all three of them at once.
And plus we have a Lucky's here now that we have
we
to
have
check
a
out.
Lucky's. It's on the other side of town. Yeah. But anyway, so what I did was I went to the Trader Joe's website and checked out their Fearless Flyer, which is their sales ad. And so I put together a meal for a family of four. So I bought, or I'm buying, the rotisserie chicken from Earth Fair, which is $5 today, that I got the email about, their special deal of the day. I got a package of organic tomatoes that are vine ripened for a 16-ounce package, which is about three or four tomatoes. It's $3.49 at Trader Joe's. A package of organic arugula, it's $2.50. And then a Tuscan cantaloupe, it's $2.99. And they are so good, by the way.
Yeah.
We had one.
Yeah.
They're yummy. And cantaloupe does not need to be organic. It's on the Clean 15. Don't forget about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. I do not buy.
Yeah, save money on things that you don't have to pay
avocados,
organic prices for.
Avocados don't have to be organic. Asparagus doesn't have to be organic. So I always follow the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. So that total for that meal, it was a salad with tomato, the rotisserie chicken and cantaloupe, that would be $14 without tax. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to add a little bit of crumbled goat cheese on your salad.
Yeah, get fancy.
Yeah, that brings the cost to $16.50. You're going to have leftover chicken. You can make soup with it. You can
chicken
make
salad for
chicken
the kids.
Salad.
Yeah.
You can make broth from the carcass of the chicken. You're going to have leftover tomatoes. You can broil those tomatoes and put a little of that goat cheese on top of it. That's yummy.
Or just eat the leftovers the next day. I mean, you don't have to do anything special. Just take the chicken back out, warm it up in the oven, and have it again.
So then I compared eating out at McDonald's. So I got four McChicken sandwiches at $2.75. I didn't really do this. I just found the pricing on the internet.
Right.
Four McChicken sandwiches at $2.75 each.
Right.
Four side salads at $1 each. And four bottles of water, which they said it was 45 cents,
which
I can't
believe
that it was that cheap.
But you used the 45 cents, right?
But I used the 45 cents, and that was $17.60.
And you have no leftovers.
There's no leftovers.
It's garbage food.
Garbage food, no nutritional value. And it's more expensive than the meal that I put together.
And keep in mind that the meal that Elisa just detailed requires no preparation.
Hardly any.
You cut the tomatoes.
Wash the arugula.
Yeah, wash your arugula and break it up. Throw whatever salad dressing you have available in the house. You know,
use oil and vinegar or some fresh lemons and squeeze that on it.
Cut the cantaloupe up. Put it in the fridge while you're eating the other food so it's nice and chilled when you have it for dessert.
Sprinkle the goat cheese is already in crumbles. You can sprinkle that on there and your meal is there.
You're ready to eat in 5 minutes.
Ten minutes.
And driving to McDonald's and getting food and bringing it home in paper bags and stinky and, I mean, it's, Why wouldn't people just do this?
There's just no comparison. And it takes no time to plan that. None. It took me 20 minutes at the most to do that.
Right. I know. It's great. It's fantastic. And you have leftovers.
Yes. So there you have it. So that's our first lesson in budget eating.
And we'll keep it going. And also, I'm going to ask those of you out there who, you know, it's said that the average person eats the same 11 things mm-hmm. over and over again. And it's probably true. I've never found out for it to be false, and it sounds plausible. So if you have a meal that you like to prepare for your family, send it in to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll find a way to do it economically so that you could use all good foods and prepare that meal for your family. I think that would be good, too.
And you also have to think, like, you know, what to do with your leftovers. What are you going to do with that chicken, the leftover chicken? The next day you can make chicken soup. You can make chicken salad. There's so many things.
You can make
a stir fry with it, with vegetables.
In fact, you want to know a trick of Elisa's and I in the wintertime? I'm going to give away a trick here, okay? In the wintertime, when Elisa says to me, boy, I could go for some soup because it's freezing cold out, instead of taking hours and hours to make soup, I go out and pick up a free-range chicken at Earth Fair. That's already cooked, a rotisserie chicken. I pull it off the bone and break it up into pieces of meat, and then we put it in the organic, low-sodium,
free-range chicken broth
that we get at Trader Joe's. And then we cut up some organic veggies and mushrooms and throw it in, and your friends will swear that you've been cooking this chicken for 2 days, this chicken soup. You'll have the best tasting chicken soup in a half hour.
Yes.
Half hour. Sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on top of it. If you want to get really snazzy, squeeze some lemon. Or one of the tricks I like to do, this is a takeoff from the Greek avolemono soup. I'll put lemon in it, and then I'll take egg yolks and whip them up and whisk them into the soup, and it makes this velvety cream texture in the soup if you don't want it brothy. You can have the best, healthiest chicken soup in under a half hour from the time that you walk in the door to the time that you and your family are eating it.
Mm-hmm. And I can't stress enough, it's just about pre-planning.
Yeah.
And we plan everything else in our life. Why not our foods?
And that is why this country is where it is, because people don't plan what they eat. They just grab something on the go because the attitude is it's just not important, because what you eat has no role in disease. And that has been a lie that has been perpetrated by this government and large agri companies for too long. It's time to end it. There was something else that we wanted to talk about that's funny, actually.
Do you want to talk about the ink recall?
Yes. So here, I want to give you a synopsis in an act that I'm going to put on right now to let you know what's going on from the FDA. Ring, ring, ring. The phone rings. Hello. Hey, Mr. Lenore. Yeah, this is Joe's tattoo parlor. You know that dragon we put on your back? The one you paid $1,000 for? Yeah. Well, got bad news. The ink has been recalled. We need to get that ink out of you. Could you imagine this? Tattoo ink is being recalled.
They're recalling all lots of tattoo inks, tattoo needles, due to pathogenic bacterial contamination. Anything from the White and Blue Lion Company.
So could you imagine if you had a tattoo done with this ink? And how do you recall the ink? What's it in your skin?
It says they cause bacterial infection and can lead to sepsis.
Yeah, blood poisoning. That's dangerous. Holy mackerel. Now, keep in mind that usually the ink is sequestered in the layers of the skin, so it doesn't necessarily get into the blood. But imagine if you cut yourself.
They're also recalling all tubes and ink cups as well.
I think this is funny. I mean, how do you recall?
You wouldn't think it was funny if you were the one that just received a tattoo from that company.
No, I agree. But my point is, how do you recall ink that's already in someone's body?
Well, they're not. They're recalling what's left that hasn't been put into someone's body.
I'd hate
yet.
To be the guy that it was put in his body, and you find out there's a recall, and we can't take it back. I'm sorry. It's yours. I have no choice. We have about 7 minutes before the break, so we have plenty of time to talk about another story.
Real quick, though, I do want to just mention this because it is summertime and kids are swimming and people need to be careful. There was a 9-year-old girl in Kansas who just died from the brain-eating amoeba and that lives in freshwater. So I just want, I think this is the second one in Kansas.
How do you avoid it?
You can wear nose clips, I guess.
Just don't breathe. I mean, the water gets in your nose. What won't the brain-eating amoeba get in through your eyes or your ears? Can it get in through only the nose? Is the only way it can get in there?
Well, they did say in this article that you should wear nose clips. I did read that.
Yeah. See, it couldn't get in my nose because I have so much hair in my nose. It sticks out like stalks of straw. The brain eat, I probably have a couple brain-eating amoebas caught, like impaled on the hair on my nostrils.
Start braiding it. It says, it's important for the public to know that infections like these are extremely rare, and there are precautions one can take to lower their risks, such as nose plugs. There has only been 132 cases reported in the U.S. from 1962 to 2013. It happens when the amoeba enters a person's nose while they're underwater and it travels to the brain.
Unbelievable.
The symptoms appear 5 days later.
It's also known as the brain-eating booger.
So just be careful.
Hey, can we talk about, we have like 5 minutes. Could we talk about the Americans are too stupid?
Yes. Last week we talked about the CDC says we're too stupid to wash our chicken.
Right.
So this week we're talking about the Congress says we're too stupid to
handle GMO labeling.
Yes.
What they're saying is that Americans are too overreactive. We won't understand what it means, and it'll hurt an industry unnecessarily. That's the synopsis of what they're saying.
People who oppose GMOs or want them labeled so that consumers can know what they're eating are alarmists.
Alarmists.
Who thrive on fear and ignorance is what the panel said this past week.
Keep in mind that we were alarmists. Those out there in the old days that decried tobacco use were alarmists, but the government said it's safe. You know, can we go through the list of drugs that the FDA had to remove after they hurt people? I mean, somebody posted a Coca-Cola ad that they would start your baby on cola sooner. I mean, come on. We're not alarmists. We've just been taken to this point way too many times by this government.
It says labeling GMO foods would only stoke the fears and harm of a beneficial thing. It should not be allowed.
Here's what I think. I think that those who are pro-GMO should, at the risk of being jailed, if we find out that GMOs are unsafe, they should go to jail. If they're already dead, their next of kin should go to jail. And they should lose all of their wealth. Their family should be wiped out. See, here's the problem with this that frustrates me. These politicians make these kind of decisions, and there are no repercussions when they're wrong. And they have been wrong so many flipping times that the American people have had to suffer for their idiocies. When will they be punished for these wrongdoings?
Okay, so a professor at Cornell University, David Just, said, I really worry that labeling does more harm than good.
Yeah, right.
That it leads too many people away from it, and it diminishes the market for GMOs that are the solution to a lot of the problems we face.
But unusually, according to him, the rest of the world doesn't see it that way. The rest of the world labels it or doesn't allow it in their country. So we're the only idiots here that are having this discussion. This is terrible. You know, the people that are running this country are idiots. I happen to have a clip. I can't say who this is from because he works at the White House, but he was wearing a microphone the other day, and he happened to be in a room when Grandpa Joe Biden was having a discussion with King Obama about some things to do with the country as it relates to GMO. And he wants Obama to sign a new GMO bill in place that will protect GMO. I have the clip. I want you to listen to Grandpa Joe Biden for a second. Here, listen to this.
Will you listen to the king and the queen of Siam? Ain't dignified, he says, and him about to have the seat of his overhauls to fall out. Well, now, look, you better shake a few of the highfalutin ideas out of Her Majesty's head here and quit your yapping and get them papers signed.
Hey. That's Grandpa Joe Biden. Obviously, he is much more tailored and polished when he's in front of cameras. He didn't know that was being taped.
Oh, okay. I did want to give a kudos to the founder and the co-founder, I should say, of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yes.
They were there during this meeting supporting GMO labeling.
Good. Good.
So Kudos
yeah, but
to
they
Ben
don't. But they don't. But they don't own the. They don't own the ice cream company anymore. They sold it to some big conglomerate, right? I'm pretty sure.
No, Ben and Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield went to Capitol Hill Thursday to push back.
Okay. All right, we have to take a break. I always thought that they sold the company.
I'll check when we're during the break and
yeah.
I'll see.
Yeah, because I think that they have a lot less to worry about now that they don't own it. Because I seem to remember they sold it, and the company that bought it from them is a big supporter of genetically modified foods. So let's look during the break.
I don't think you're right. I think you're wrong. Should we take a wager?
Okay. What do you want the wager to be? If I'm wrong, I will say I am stupid on the air. And if you're wrong, you will say you are stupid on the air. How's that sound?
I will say you are stupid
there
on the
you
air.
Go. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stress and high-fat meals combine to slow metabolism in women. A new study published in the journal Biological Psychiatry suggests that women experiencing one or more stressful events the day before eating a single high-fat meal can slow the body's metabolism, potentially contributing to weight gain. The researchers are reluctant to extend these findings to men because men tend to have more muscle and greater metabolisms than women. In the study, researchers questioned 58 middle-aged women about the previous day's stressors before giving them a meal consisting of 930 calories and 60 grams of fat. Specifically, the women were required to eat eggs, turkey sausage, biscuits, and gravy within 20 minutes to simulate what many would eat when in a hurry or out getting some fast food. On average, those who reported one or more stressors during the previous 24 hours burned 104 fewer calories than non-stress women in the 7 hours after eating the high-fat meal, the equivalent of walking nearly 1 mile. Moderate alcohol use associated with increased risk of atrial fibrillation. Even in moderation, consumption of wine and hard liquor may be a risk factor for atrial fibrillation, an abnormally fast heartbeat that can lead to stroke, heart failure, and dementia. According to a new research published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers in Sweden studied 79,016 adults ages 45 to 83 and followed the participants for up to 12 years. Consistent with previous research, the study found an association between high alcohol consumption, defined as more than 3 drinks per day, an increased risk of atrial fibrillation, with a stronger risk present in binge drinkers. The study also found an increased risk of atrial fibrillation with moderate drinking of wine and liquor, defined as 1 to 3 daily drinks, but no risk for moderate drinking for beer. The researchers conducted a complementary meta-analysis, combining their results with 6 familiar prospective research studies to study the dose response. More Superhuman News coming up in 60 seconds.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With the rest of your superhuman news, I'm Elliot Turton. Genome-wide analysis reveals genetic similarities among friends. If you consider your friends family, you may be onto something. A study from the University of California, San Diego, and Yale University finds that friends who are not biologically related still resemble each other genetically. Published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the studies found that friends are as related as fourth cousins, or people who share great-great-grandparents. That translates to about 1% of our genes. Shared attributes among friends can confer a variety of evolutionary advantages. In the simplest terms, if your friend feels cold when you do and builds a fire, you both benefit. It is also the case that some traits only work if your friend also has them. For instance, the first mutant to speak needed someone else to speak to. The ability is useless if there's no one who shares it. Perhaps the most intriguing result in the study is that genes that were more similar between friends seem to be evolving faster than other genes. The researchers say that this may help to explain why human evolution appears to have speeded up over the last 30,000 years, and they suggest that the social environment itself is an evolutionary force. Obese women may have a learning deficit specific to food. Obese women have a deficit in reward-based learning, but only when food is involved. Importantly, those same women have no trouble at all forming accurate associations when the reward is money instead of food, and these findings may lead to new gender-appropriate ways to tackle the obesity epidemic. The study, published this week in the Cell Press journal Current Biology, shows that obesity may involve a specific impairment not in the processing of food itself, but rather in how obese individuals, or at least obese women, learn about cues in the environment that predict food. While it is not yet clear what's behind the learning deficit, the researchers say it may be triggered by concerns about food that are felt by obese individuals. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You create misery, have your cake and eat it, take your place in history.
Welcome back. Okay, so a quick review of the Ben & Jerry's Wikipedia page shows that in the year 2000, Ben & Jerry's was sold to the food conglomerate Unilever. So you have something to say to me, don't you?
You are stupid.
No. You're supposed to say you're stupid.
You are stupid.
Oh, is this who's
saying
on first?
You said I'm supposed to say you are stupid.
Yeah. No, you are stupid. Okay. Right. I'm stupid. Okay.
No, I am. I was wrong. No, I was wrong.
In 2000. But that's because we don't eat ice cream. Let's be
honest. I don't know anything about Ben and Jerry's because I don't eat it. That's true.
But see, that's why they were up there doing this, because they have nothing to lose. Because the company, Unilever, you know, probably uses genetically modified crop sources for some of the ingredients in that ice cream now.
Who knows? Okay, make your own. That's my answer. Okay, I wanted to talk about maca. It's our herb of the week.
Yes.
Oh, you're disappointed. You thought it was going to be cannabis?
No. Don't say that. Don't okay. say that. I don't want anybody to know that.
Maca. It's also known as a Peruvian ginseng.
Yes.
It's a root vegetable that's packed with amino acids, phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals. It's long been used in traditional medicine to increase energy, stamina, enhance libido, and boost the immune, adrenal, and endocrine systems.
Do they mention the pathways that it works through? I know that it has a phytohormone effect, but I also know that it's supposed to raise dopamine levels, which may be where the feel-good increased libido comes from, as well as testosterone levels.
It says it increases sexual desire, and this is coming from WebMD. It increases sexual desire in men, leukemia, tired blood, chronic fatigue syndrome, improves energy and athletic performance. It improves memory, depression, female hormone imbalance, menstrual problems, symptoms of menopause. I read that it has estrogenic effects. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
No, but a lot of food sources that seem to benefit women have estrogenic effects. You know, the ligand of flaxseed has been used in women who've had breast cancer, for instance. And so there's a lot of discussion of whether or not these things that have phytoestrogen-like compounds in them are beneficial or not beneficial.
I mean, it's good for osteoporosis, stomach cancer, tuberculosis, sexual problems, boosting the immune system, and several other conditions. And as far as side effects goes, it says hormones and conditions such as breast cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, endometriosis, or uterine fibroids. Extracts from maca might act like an estrogen.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
There are no problems with interactions with it. So it says the dosing is 1,500 to 3,000 milligrams of maca daily divided into three doses. Mm-hmm. What do you think about taking this?
Oh, I mean, it's maca has long been one of the components of a testosterone booster, an herbal testosterone booster. Generally, it'll have tribulus, horny goat weed, and maca as a minimum. And then they add other things to it. It's been around forever.
It says it's cultivated in Peru and has been cultivated for over 3,000 years.
Yeah, it's been around forever. It has purported benefits. I think where you get it from and standardization plays a role in whether or not it works for you. And that's part of the problem, because there are companies out there that put, you know, maca root maybe that isn't as good of a source as another one. So some people say it doesn't work and some people say it does.
Can you actually buy the maca root and eat it? Do they sell it like at Whole Foods?
Well, you got to buy the extract.
Oh, you can't buy the actual root?
No, you could buy it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, we have a source to buy herbs from. I can reach out and find out if he has maca root.
It says
I'm sure
maca
does.
Is eaten baked or roasted, prepared as a soup, and used for making a fermented drink called maca chica.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, maca chica sounds cool. Yeah. Here, buy maca root. You can buy maca root on Amazon.com, but it looks like capsules. Oh, no, here's maca root powder. 1 pound for $12.99. HealthWorks Wild Organic Peruvian Maca Root Powder. So there you go. You could use that to, it's a powder. It's not the whole intact root, but you could use it the way the root is.
Yeah, for some reason, I think I've seen maca root at Whole Foods. I think I have.
Yeah, we're going to have to check it out.
Yeah, I think I have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hey, you know what we could do?
What?
If we take maca root in a powder and mix it with semolina and turn it into a noodle, we could call it macaroni. Sorry.
He's quite the comedian
yes,
today, folks.
I am. I'm
okay,
on a roll.
I want to talk about July happens to be Juvenile Arthritis Month.
Yeah, and this is sad that that it's so widespread that we even have to have this. I doubt seriously 300 years ago there were many juveniles with arthritis.
It's just shocking to me. I didn't even know anything about this.
Did I say 3,000 or 300?
I think you said 3,000.
No, 300. I meant I doubt that 300 years ago there weren't, and definitely 3,000 years ago there were no children with arthritis. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Juvenile arthritis is the most common chronic illness affecting children. In fact, nearly 300,000 youngsters nationwide have been diagnosed with the disease.
Now, let's be clear about this. This is not osteoarthritis. This is inflammatory
arthritis.
Right. This is like rheumatoid arthritis.
Swelling of the joints.
This is an autoimmune disorder. And you know what the sad part is? This is related to diet, I bet, in 90% of these kids.
The most common symptoms include joint pain, inflammation, tenderness, and stiffness. One early sign may be limping in the morning. And my nephew has been saying that his joints hurt.
Yeah, that's right, because we put Kinetic cream on him
the last time he was over. I don't know if his joints were really hurt or if he just liked the...
He likes the Kinetic cream.
Kinetic cream. He loves the smell of it.
But you know what? This is sad because this is something that can be treated by modifying the child's diet. But instead, they put them on all these terrible drugs.
In the last several years, new therapies have been developed by drug companies and approved by the FDA that moderate the effects and control the disease, like preventing significant disability in later years.
Well, let's talk about what those drugs are.
They're putting these kids on Humira, Enbrel.
These are all the drugs.
They've never been tested on children.
Right.
And they say that. This is from the FDA's website. And they say that it's not been tested on children.
But they give them to them anyway. Now, think about this for a second. Kids have a greater need for a strong immune system than adults do.
They suppress the immune system.
So while these kids may not be having problems with their joints, they're probably getting sick all the time. Their parents have to keep them indoors. And you know what? I know that there's scientists out there going to say, no, Carl, you're wrong. Okay, if only 50% of these are related to diet, corn and soy and grains that are causing inflammation, that's 50% of these kids that could avoid these drugs. Why isn't the medical orthodoxy addressing this? Why? Because they'd rather sell Humira.
Why don't they address the diet first?
Yes.
If that doesn't help,
then go to the drugs.
Take other measures, like maybe an NSAID. They said here that some children take NSAIDs and that's not enough. A non-steroid.
Well, and they're a natural turmeric, ginger extract, curcumin. These are all natural anti-inflammatories that would benefit these kids before they even put them on an NSAID. It's sad. And you know what? It's because the government doesn't give a damn about your kid. The medical orthodoxy doesn't give a damn about your kid. And definitely, as we talked about with Dr. Ernst yesterday, the food industry doesn't give a damn about your kid.
Listen to this. While researchers don't yet have a lot of long-term safety information on use of these drugs in children, there is significant experience with their use in adults with RA. These aren't adults.
That's
they
right.
don't have bodies like adults. They're growing. Their
right.
immune systems are different, and this affects their immune systems.
And keep in mind, this is another situation where we're being snookered. That politician that said, you know, oh, we can't let people know what GMO is because they're alarmists. We are alarmists because you've hoodwinked us too many times. We've been hurt too many times by decisions that the FDA has made, by decisions that this government has made, by decisions that the USDA has made, and no one ever brings to bear the responsibility back to these agencies. People die, their lives are shortened, their lives are hobbled, and no one pays for it. But we're supposed to just go, oh yeah, we have to believe them because they're in charge. Really?
It's kind of scary.
It is scary. But you know what? It's only scary for those who don't use critical thinking. If you have a child that has a form of rheumatoid arthritis and you are not seeking dietary interventions first, then you are being derelict of your duties as a parent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, first thing I want to mention is this. I have for a long time been on this show saying, look, I like alcohol because the buzz it gives me, but I'm not going to lie to myself and say that it's something that's healthy for me, that in fact, a life devoid of alcohol is healthier than a life with even moderate amounts of alcohol. And I've been saying this for a long time, and it's been thrust upon the backdrop of all this research coming out that's saying, oh, a little alcohol is good for you. I even had stupid doctors telling my poor sister, who was suffering from Parkinson's disease, to have a glass of wine every night. When alcohol is a neurotoxin, stupid doctors, that's right, there are stupid doctors out there. Everyone who's a doctor is not an intelligent person like Dr. Matt Andre or Dr. Bill Seeds or these. There's stupid doctors out there, too, just like there's stupid lawyers.
No, those are smart doctors that you just mentioned.
No, I just said. Those are smart doctors. But there's stupid doctors out there, just like there's stupid lawyers and there are stupid Indian chiefs and stupid bakers and everything
and
else.
Stupid radio hosts.
And then there's stupid radio hosts too. That's right.
And co-hosts.
I am the poster child for that group right there.
I'm just teasing
you. But two good studies just came out, and I am so proud of Alex Leaf and Elliot Turton because we have to do news at the top of the hour now as part of the GCN syndication. So we produce our own news, Superhuman Radio News. And yesterday and today, two good studies showing that even moderate amounts of alcohol are not good for your heart. And that even moderate amounts of alcohol are associated with atrial fibrillation. Atrial AFib is, everybody's got AFib today. And everybody's drinking alcohol because they think it's healthy for them. So,
do you remember we were at a friend's house and there was a, I think he was an anesthesiologist there, and he argued with you that alcohol was good for you.
Yeah, I remember him. He was an Indian guy. And mm-hmm. he was, and that's because he wants to believe that alcohol's good.
Well, that's just like what I was saying earlier. Vegans want to believe what their lifestyle is good.
And we all do. We all want to believe what we think is right. But the bottom line is alcohol is not good for you. You may like the buzz it gives you, but if you have a history of heart issues or you have other risk factors for heart problems, you should not be consuming not even 1 ounce of alcohol a day as your doctor prescribed, because it's idiocy. And I'm finally vindicated with these two studies. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, so speaking of, Alex, our newsletter.
It's great, isn't it?
It is awesome. And they posted a study that says major study documents nutritional and food safety benefits of organic farming. This was in Tuesday's newsletter, and also Elliot talked about it on the news. And by the way, if you guys haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, please go to superhumanradio.com and sign up for
it. Or you can now go to the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page, and there's a link right there that says sign up for the newsletter. Get on the newsletter, because you know what's funny? My good friend Billy sent me something from the Drudge Report that we talked about in our newsletter 2 days before the Drudge Report talked about it. We are cutting edges off of time with delivering this information to people. So you should sign up for our newsletter, because you may want to just read one of the articles instead of all of them, but we are delivering the information faster than anybody else is now.
So basically in this study, it says that organic crops and organic crop-based foods contained higher concentrations of antioxidants on average than conventionally grown foods.
Makes sense. Because think about it. We've talked about this. The plant is more robust and healthier when it has to defend itself against bugs and weeds and everything else.
Scientists think that organic plants may be producing more antioxidants and natural toxins to fight insects and other environmental threats that pesticides are usually used to abate.
There you go. That's what I just said. So there you go. So organic is better. To those out there who keep saying, no, it doesn't matter, you're wrong. And it doesn't, and if you do, you don't even have to look for a study. Critical thinking should tell you eating vegetation that is grown without the use of chemicals must be better than eating vegetation that is slathered in chemicals.
Who would argue that?
Oh, a lot of people.
I know.
I mean, I don't even want to start naming names because we'll lose friends. But yeah, a lot of people.
And by the way, organic vegetables and fruits still have pesticides from residue, from runoff. They mm-hmm. still have, I think it said 25%. Yeah, about 25% of these crops have pesticide residues because of drifting soil, tainted irrigation waters, or contamination during packaging.
Or because the organic standards don't recognize the soil that has been sprayed, having that these chemicals have a longer half-life than they think they do. You know, I think it's, I could be wrong, but I think a plot of land has to be devoid of any pesticides or herbicides, synthetic chemical pesticides or herbicides, for 10 years before it can be considered organic or organic ready. I'm not sure about that. I think it's 10, but let's face it. There's airborne pesticides and herbicides from the farmer up the street, and there's stuff in that soil that's not disappearing as quickly as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next story, Lisa?
I want to talk about aging for just a minute.
Okay.
Let's face it, we all are every day aging.
Not me. I'm not. I'm getting younger.
Yes, I am too. So I ran across an article, and they did talk about Olga. Remember Run, Olga, Run? She
yes.
was 95 years old. One of the things they said was that she may have good genes, but basically that only accounts for 25% of how you're aging. 75% of how you age is the lifestyle that we choose.
Right.
So, and it goes on that, you know, the prescription of a good diet and regular exercise is key, but there are less well-known things that help people to live healthier lives in old age. So for example, they say here that improved memory, and then it says, not all thinking cells decline with age. Many older people retain or improve certain types of memory, such as general knowledge or vocabulary, but thinking quickly and jumping from one task to another do not hold up as well.
Mm-hmm.
In later life, be prepared to know more than younger people, but not to be as fast at working it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you can do exercises.
Exercise definitely does. In fact, Dr. Joseph Signorelli's book, Bending the Aging Curve, talks all about this, that athletes should be gauged differently than non-athletes when we talk about aging. Because athletes tend to have more nimble brain function, better cognition, and obviously a greater fluidity and strength in their skeletal muscles. And those are attributed with youth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start talking about aging and you talk about this audience, we're way ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve.
Well, they also talk about how social contact is very important as you age, which I find that to be true.
Yes, that's true.
They interviewed some people, and there was a man who was 67 years old that said that he's living a busy and healthy life, and 67 is old, but it's not as old
as... That's young to me. That's only 10 years away. I don't know. 67 years old. I expect to still be squatting at 67.
I know. He said, some younger people ask me what my secret is, and I reply that it's curiosity. I'm curious about the next thing I'm going to do, my next trip, my next book, the next event I'm going to attend. And I think that's true. You know, it's doing things that make you happy, doing things that are fun.
Play.
Like playing, yes.
We just talked about this on Transevolutionary Fitness the other day with Dr. Kwame Brown. People need to play more. You need to play more. Have fun. Roll around on the floor with your grandkids, or better yet, roll around the floor with your wife.
Go out and fly a kite, or throw a frisbee, or play frisbee golf,
yeah,
or go for a walk in the park. Get outside.
Ring your neighbor's doorbells and then hide behind the bushes. That's what we used to do when we were kids. That was fun. Could you see a couple of old fakakis doing that? I see you behind the bushes, Carl. Come out.
That's hilarious. Well, they quoted someone here that's 57 years old.
That's me.
That's
Wait a minute. What did he say? I still have regular bowel movements, so I'm doing pretty good. No,
he said, I turned 49 and I set a goal for myself. It was an A to Z challenge. K was to climb Kilimanjaro. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
So that's kind of interesting. So from A to Z, you set challenges for yourself for each letter in the alphabet.
That's pretty good.
And then
K would have been for me, keep still.
S would be stop talking.
There is no stop talking in my future. The only time I'm going to stop talking is when people are walking past my casket going, yeah, he was a pretty good guy.
You know, there are people going back to school, you know, 35 is not old, but I have a friend that's 35 and she's going to nursing school now.
That's awesome.
You know, it's just
learning, you know, learning keeps the brain, it increases neuroplasticity.
It's never too late. If you're not exercising to the degree that you want, then, you know, it's never too late.
We
do
went
it.
Long on this break. I'm really bad about these breaks. They're going to be mad at me at GCN. They really are.
We're getting used to it.
Yeah. Can we take a break and pick it up on the other side?
Well, we're done with this. We can talk about something else. I have 7 things that you don't know about blueberries.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Okay.
I want to hear that. The Secret Life of Blueberries coming up next. Stay
Just
tuned.
Just make sure they're organic.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Showtime.
Welcome back. So, blueberries apparently have a secret life.
Well, you know, you put blueberries in your fruit salad, and I always put my blueberries on my oatmeal.
Yeah, I know you
like
that.
But did you know that they protect against memory loss?
You know, I forgot that. Because I haven't been eating my blueberries.
A 2012 study suggested that eating at least one serving of blueberries a week slowed cognitive decline by several years. One possible explanation is from a 2013 study in mice, which found that berries might protect the brain by clearing toxic proteins that accumulate there.
And we've talked about this. So the endoplasmic reticulum becomes inefficient as we get older from a variety of things. And so it starts misfolding proteins. And misfolded these proteins are these are not the proteins you eat. These are the proteins that are messengers between cells. And these misfolded proteins are basically, what do you call when you go to an outlet store sells what? The clothes are bad. What do they call? There's a term for, not seconds. When you go to an outlet store,
they sell seconds.
Is that what it's called? Okay, so these proteins are seconds. Let's think of that. They're broken proteins, misfolded. They have no purpose. So they just float around endlessly, and then they gather in the brain, and they're saying that these are the proteins that make up the plaque that associated with Alzheimer's
disease. It's like waste product.
It's exactly what it is. It's metabolic waste. So what you're saying is berries must have some sort of phyto element in it that helps to get rid of that those misfolded proteins.
Just make sure that they are organic. Maine produces more blueberries than anywhere else in the world.
We're going to see Maine pretty soon.
I'm excited. I've never been to Maine. I'm excited
to go there. Elisa wanted something for her birthday. So in October, we're going to New York, and we're getting on a cruise ship.
Well, we were going to New York anyway
for your
to
birthday.
Visit your family. And so there was a cruise that I've always wanted to do out of New York, and it goes up New England to Canada for the fall foliage.
Yeah.
And it goes through Maine and Newport, Rhode Island, and Boston, Halifax, New Brunswick,
Nova Scotia. So those of you who live in any of those cities will be up there in October.
So let us know.
Yeah, there you go.
They can be used as a natural food dye. It says, a legend has it that American colonists boiled them with milk to make gray paint.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
The perfect blueberry should be dusty in color.
I wonder why that is, that oxidized color on the outside of it.
It says, but don't wash off that dust until you're ready to dig in. A rinse softens your blueberries, which can quicken the spoiling.
Oh.
So it's just like strawberries. You're not supposed to wash your strawberries while they sit in the refrigerator. You wash them right before you get ready to eat them.
And that's why when you wash them and put them in the fridge, they get moldy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the same thing with blueberries. I didn't know that about the blueberries.
This is a good one. The blueberry bush is a relative to the rhododendron. I didn't know that. And the azalea.
And the azalea. That's interesting.
So we have a blueberry bush that we just planted this year. Will it have flowers like that?
It will have flowers if the rabbits and deer don't eat them.
Yeah. I'm going to be rabbit and deer hunting this year.
I had one lone sunflower left, and the rabbit or the deer ate that the other day. many blueberry-flavored processed foods do not contain any real blueberries.
Yeah, especially those blueberry quick muffins that you see at the grocery store, and they have little blue-dyed boogers in them. That's what they are.
Well, it says products like bagels, cereals, breads, muffins, from brands like Kellogg's, Betty Crocker, and General Mills were reported to use combinations of sugar, corn syrup, starch, and artificial flavors and dyes to create their own mock blueberries.
Disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
That's right up the vegan alley. That's a good one.
I'm glad we don't eat that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So there's seven things that you didn't know about blueberries, and now you do. There was another story that I want to talk about. Hey, hold on. Where is it? I'm trying to find it.
About fat.
Yes. So Dr. Michael Mosley, the author of The Fast Diet, who railed against fats of all kinds, told people not to eat beef, stay away from butter and milk, has recounted his position.
Good for him.
I know. And he now says that we need lots of fat in our diet. I was wrong. I love it. You know what I love about this?
He's admitting.
Yes. This is an example of when science wins and a zealot-like religious attitude loses. So he could have kept defending himself all the way into an early grave. No, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. But he realizes that he's wrong, and he's come out, and just like Jordan Younger, who was getting sick from being on the vegan diet and came out and says, you know what, I had a piece of salmon and my period came back, and told the truth, and everybody hates her now. I applaud him. I applaud him for coming forward. It takes more courage to do this than it does to keep covering up your tracks and just saying the same thing over and over again, even though you know you're wrong.
Just like me, I admitted that I was wrong about Ben and Jerry's.
No, you didn't. You said I was stupid. Come on. The audience heard that. I'll play it back. That you said was stupid.
You said to say you are stupid.
Yes, I did. You're right. I forgot. I'm dealing with somebody smart. Believe it or not, we have to take a break in order to get back on the clock here.
Okay.
But I do want to acknowledge Dr. Mosley for his courage and for getting on the right side of fat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I love this song.
He's sitting over there with a smile on his face.
Like a total prostitute.
I love this song. Okay, come on. Play the music. Whoa. Stop your talking. I love that song. That should be my theme song. Welcome back. So we've got lots of a few listener questions and comments that we want to go over, right?
Yes, we do.
You have one first you want to read?
I do. This comes from William Earp. Carl, I finally found a potential local source for beef who happens to be a client. However, they indicate that the cattle are predominantly grass-fed, except for a period just before slaughter in which some sort of feed is used. Are the nutrition and health benefits of grassland beef affected by the use of feed for a short period?
Yes, it's called not finishing them on grass.
In other words, is there a difference between grass-fed and grass-finished animals in terms of the general and specific health benefits?
Absolutely. So animals that eat, okay, a pastured cow can still eat some silage, which is usually like the roughage left over from crops, but it's not the actual genetic material of the crops. It's not the seeds, not the grains, and so on. But the reason farmers finish their cows on corn and grain, usually for about 6 months before they kill them, that's right, they kill them, folks, is because that's what fattens them up in that last 6 months. And let's face it, meat is a commodity sold by weight. And so fat is something that you can control to put weight on cheaply and quickly. What I've learned from Dutch Creek Farms is...
That's where we get our meat.
Yeah, is that farmers who raise and finish their cows on grass must invest more time. It takes longer to bring a cow to the point where it can be processed. The telltale sign, believe it or not, is something that Susan taught me. If you look at a cow's behind, if it has that sunken in... Like right on either side of the tail, if it's sunken in, it's concave, they're not ready for processing. That has to be filled up with what are called fat caps. That's kind of like the overflow. When those two areas are pushed out with fat, that's when the cow is ready for processing. And that is when, see, the problem is this. People are under the impression that grass-fed cow meat is so lean, it's disgusting. That's only true if you process the cow before its time, if the cow's not ready to be processed. If you let those two little caps of fat fill up, it will be more marbled meat, but it'll be healthy marbling. It'll be more omega-3 than omega-6 and higher in conjugated linoleic acid and a better fat for you. But the problem is that can stretch a cow's life out by a year. So that's another year that this farmer has to feed this cow and not get any money out of it. So they fast forward it by feeding them corn and grain for the last 4 to 6 months, and then they process them. So yes, you are much better off. Look, you're going this far to find grass fed. Why would you buy a cow that's finished on grain, even if it's just for a few months? Why? It doesn't make sense. But from their standpoint, it makes sense because it's more profitable for them. So I would keep searching until you find somebody who has a grass-fed, grass-finished cow, or ask them if they would raise one for you and finish it on grass for as long as it takes, and you'll buy the whole cow and just get a deep freeze. That's another alternative. Okay.
That's a good idea.
I have a really – I love when I get emails like this. We talk about smart doctors on this show all the time, and there are a lot of them out there. We're just going to say this guy's name is Josh, so he can stay anonymous, because I don't know – you know, what his relationship is, what institution and so on. He says, Carl, I've been meaning to write you for some time now. I'm a neurologist and a critical care physician. Your discourse on the medical orthodoxy are typically spot on. When it comes to acute care medicine, what we have to offer is second to none, but medical school really lets most physicians down by not teaching appropriate nutrition, prevention, and health maintenance. Great point. That's why would you go to your doctor to ask him how to be healthy? He only knows how to treat sick people. Government agencies and capitalist agendas aside also play a disturbing amount into current medical training and policy. Being a neurointensivist, I can't agree more with you that the key components lacking isn't necessarily education about any specific area of human function, but rather critical thinking skills. Kudos to you on the work, on working hard to spread the word to the superhuman nation. Thank you for your diligence and hard work. Regarding last week's Casual Friday and your stink, because remember we talked about my body odor?
Yes.
I came into the studio without showering. I don't usually do that. Have you tried Sam's Natural Deodorant? Their products are amazing, all natural, no antiperspirant. There must be some voodoo in there because the Aloe deodorant keeps me stank-free after all day at work and after a hard workout. The rest of their stuff is top-notch, too. Just looking out for TLAT here. You're right, because she suffered last week in the studio with my stank. Keep up the great work, and Josh. Well, thank you, first of all, for taking the time to write this. And also letting us know that we are getting it right, because that's how I know if my compass is working. So thank you very, very much.
That was nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Okay, so Amit Ram wants to know, is there a code for Can-See eye drops?
No, there's not, unfortunately. But I should email her and ask her for one.
Yes.
So we could do a blowout sale for her.
I think that would be a good
idea.
I will
get in touch with her, Stephanie Jones, and ask her for a code.
I like Can-See eye drops.
I have something else to mention.
Okay.
The new app is up on iTunes and Google Play. So if you still have an app that doesn't work, i.e. it's not streaming the show, you need to upgrade your app to the 3.0 version. Okay? Just letting everybody know. You should be notified by your Apple App Store icon anyway, but just in case you don't, the new iPhone, iPad, and Android app is up there. Please download the most current version. Thank you.
Okay, so I have a question from Carmela Cierzo.
Okay.
She said, a girl at work had a baby. She came by the store to visit with the baby. The baby is healthy but obese. He's 6 months and weighs 40 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
The doc wants to put him on a diet. Is this normal? She said, I freaked out when I saw the baby. He's so bloated and fat. You can barely see his eyes, and he's
all puffy.
Yeah.
You know, did she gain a lot of weight during pregnancy? Was she insulin resistant? Did she have gestational diabetes?
I asked her that question. I said, she did not. She's only like 115 pounds.
Okay.
And she said that she does breastfeed. Mm-hmm. She's breastfeeding.
So that's all the baby's getting is breast milk?
No, she's giving him cereal too.
Well, then I don't know. I mean, I would never put a baby on a diet. Never, never, ever, ever, never, never, ever, ever. Okay? I mean, that's stupid. Any doctor who says put him on, I would give this baby a couple years and see what happens. He's just going to be a really big baby.
She says the girl is 5'3" and weighs 115 pounds. She did not have gestational diabetes. It was a perfect delivery, but she is a smoker.
But she didn't smoke during her pregnancy.
He just wants to eat all the time, and he can't even crawl because he's so fat.
You know what? I don't think I would restrict this baby. I really wouldn't.
She said she thinks the mom is insane. She keeps overfeeding him.
That could be. Maybe the mom is overfeeding him. But if the baby keeps asking for more food, you can't restrict the baby. I'm sorry. You can't. Now, if she's overfeeding him, that's a different story. Look, my mom was 5 foot and 110 pounds, and she delivered me, and I was 9 pounds.
Your poor mother.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to be a sumo wrestler.
Maybe he's just going to be a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I would never restrict a baby's diet. I would never restrict a baby's diet. And you know what? How old is he?
6 months.
He shouldn't be getting cereal. Keep him on breast milk for a year. That'll straighten him out.
Says yes, and she's because I asked if she was breastfeeding. She said yes.
I would only breastfeed. I wouldn't give him any cereal grains at all. That's what I would do personally.
Cereal and baby food.
Yeah, no, I would just breastfeed him. That should regulate everything, because she can't overfeed him because she won't produce enough breast milk to overfeed him, and the breast milk can't hurt him. So, do you have anything else?
That's it.
Wow, we ended exactly on time. The people over at GCN are going to be happy with this one. All right, well, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening this week, and we have lots of great shows planned for next week. You're not going to want to miss them, and we will see you then.
Bye.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert